How many of you know an autistic child or even an autistic person? Well, chances are in this country right now, you have about a 1 in 68 chance of knowing someone out there, according to the CDC. And what is autism, and how does it affect people? And is it a limiting factor, or can it be something that can be overcome? Well, our next guest this morning is Yadira Calderon, and she was a middle school teaching assistant for special needs classrooms. She's a world traveler. She's lived in 6 different countries, traveled to another 27. She became a mother at the age of 40 while married and living in Greece, only to take her daughter without consent to come to the United States to seek better treatment and living conditions when it was found out, and I'm going to say her name and I probably get corrected, Tamias, author of the book, The Story of Tamias, was found to have autism and also dyslexia. In other words, seeing words and so forth backwards. With us this morning is Yadira Calderon, who joins us on WSBA Morning News with Gary Sutton. Good morning, Yadira. Great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Thank you for having me, and to the communities surrounding Lancaster and York. I'm happy to be here.
And give me the name of your daughter. How is it Tamias or Tamas?
Tamias.
Tamias.
Tamias, yes. Yes, it's the female of Thomas in Greek.
Tell me about the moment that, you know, you knew your daughter had autism, and then also to compound it, then you have dyslexia, which I believe is seeing words backwards. Is that correct?
Seeing both words and numbers backwards.
Wow.
You know, but looking at it positively, again, these are minds that can be developed turn into many wonderful things with the adequate training, okay? So when I first figured out that something was going wrong with my daughter was December 2010, within a month. My daughter who was learning 3 languages, my daughter who was smiling, my daughter who was developing, reaching all the milestones, she is gone down the drain. My daughter stopped taking naps. My daughter was sick every month. My daughter was not responding when we called her name 10 times. And my daughter going to a playground, she would walk around the perimeter and pick up rocks, and she would refuse to get on the slide that 2 months before she was climbing onto.
Wow. So the moment that you knew, you decided to do something about it. I know you actually brought her to the United States for better treatment, better living conditions for your daughter. Is that correct?
Yes, that was a process. The moment that I knew, my instinct had already told me that's what it was. And then it was confirmed by 2 developmental pediatricians who told me, your daughter has moderate to severe autism, but mom, wake up. This is 2011 at that time. They told me, autism is medical. Address the medical issues and your child will come back. Let's do blood work. Change her nutrition. You need to give nutritional supplements. Her body's not absorbing any kind of nutrients. She was 3 years old then, and we began the changes. And within 3 months of making changes, my daughter started answering the question, what is your name in Spanish and Greek? So as a parent,
wow.
I'm like, whoa, hello, this is working. What else do I need to do? So then we began the therapies, and then it wasn't until 5 years ago, July 2012, that things in Greece weren't going well, marriage-wise, life, what Greek culture does and doesn't do when there is a diagnosis. So I returned to the United States, seeking the opportunities that are here that are endless, and there's so much that parents can do, and I took on that, you know, and looking for alternative medicine, looking at homeopathy, talking to naturopaths. There is this whole world of parents that are seeking the opportunity to address autism from a biomedical point of view. And they are making changes in their lives, and it is very difficult, very challenging, because our sickness, you know, that our kids face does reflect in their behaviors. I am certain that you know someone with autism, when you have experienced, you know, directly or indirectly. Everybody, you know, now at this point does. And what families are enduring, what families go through, it is very challenging, it is very scary at times, and it is very sad.
Yeah, I can only imagine what that's like, although I saw a neighbor in my neighborhood who had that for the last 10 years, and I've been watching him and the things that he does, and it's always interesting to me to see him, and his parents do a wonderful job on trying to get him you know, into more social activities and trying to do things, but it's got to be tough. You talked about alternative kinds of medicine and treatment for children with autism. What did you find that started to maybe work for you in helping your daughter, Tamais?
In our case, having limited financial resources, I had to look at homeopathy. And reading a lot, I took a couple of classes, and I have taken my daughter to be treated by four different homeopaths. Two of them out of the country, and we saw them via Skype, and it worked. In our case, it has been our savior, and within the last 3 years, I have to say there's been a complete 180 in regards to the functionality it has brought to her life. We have quality of life. My daughter speaks. My daughter is now writing. My daughter is now reading. Yes, she has therapies. We go to a tutor every week, but addressing the medical issues in our case, again, with homeopathy and alternative medicine, we see the light, you know, down the path tremendously. And this is where we reach that point where I have my daughter who, in her waking up and coming back to this world wholeheartedly, here she is one day to the next telling me, Mommy, how come Daddy's not with us? What is happening? You know, why is my family separated? And I said, well, let's start drawing about it. Now you can write. You write about it. You've always loved to draw. Let's start making some drawings. And she came up with this beautiful book by herself. I didn't say anything. I just answered her questions. And she came up with her own words and her ideas. And it is very moving, you know, to see this child with a diagnosis, with challenges still, of course,
right,
you know, capable of expressing her deepest emotions.
And the name of the book is A Story of Tamais. You can also check out the website to get this, autismhappykingdom.com. All one word, autismhappykingdom.com.